l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
Ftit ilu tkellimt mal-President tal-Kunsill Malti ta' New South Wales, Miriam Friġġieri, li għada kif inħatret President ġdid tal-Kunsill. Billi Miriam twildet u trabbiet fl-Australia u tifhem u titkellem ftit bil-Malti wkoll, l-intervista qed issir bil-Malti u bl-Ingliż. Wara li tkellimna dwar id-diffikultajiet li qed tiltaqa' magħhom il-komunità Maltija ta' New South Wales fosthom il-problemi li jiltaqgħu magħhom l-anzjani u it-komplija tat-tagħlim u l-kultura Maltija, komplejt inkellim madwar servizzi oħra li joffri l-Kunsill.
We provide and have always provided a welfare service. Our welfare officer is Marisa Privatera, who I'm pretty sure you are familiar with. And so Marisa is available for anyone that needs assistance, especially filling in forms or dealing with government departments, dealing even with the government of Malta if necessary. Marisa is available by appointment to assist these people. We also have senior groups that are under Marisa's care. We have several seniors groups in different areas, and Marisa organizes through the team leaders. We have team leaders for each of the groups to have guest speakers come and talk to them. And in some cases, we also have bus trips. We take a group of people out on a picnic, or we go to a club, or we go to some scenic location, and that gets people involved. But of course, through COVID, we couldn't do any of that. So we had to deal with people by telephone. And Marisa had a team of people that were calling vulnerable people that we knew were alone or needed a call every now and then just to see if they're there and to have some contact with other people. And that service we will still carry through. But now that we're able to meet again, we can start the groups, and the groups have started, and the people are very, very happy to be able to go out and mix with friends, and it's a lovely thing when you see them come together. You can see that their attitude changes, they're happy, and they've got something to look forward to. So these are very important. We meet monthly. Each group meets monthly on a particular day of the month, and it's very well organized.
Dwar is-servizzi li joffri l-Kunsill ta' New South Wales, Miriam semmiet is-servizzi tal-welfare li jinsabu fidejn Marisa Privatera li qiegħda hemmhekk biex tgħin familji ta' formuli u kuntatti ma' dipartimenti tal-gvern fl-Awstralja u Malta u diversi gruppi tal-anzjani f'diversi lokalitajiet li joffru laqat ta' informazzjoni u ħruġ biex iżommu l-anzjani attivi.
Hemm ukoll il-problema ta' nuqqas l-involviment mill-komunità ta' Żgħażagħ. Għandkom xi pjanijiet, idejat dwar kif tixtiequ tiġbdu il-komunità Żgħażagħ?
We're working on the plans. There are already some groups. I want to acknowledge that it's not a case of not having any young ones at all, because there is at least two groups that I can mention. Is the Maltese Australian Youth Committee, that we refer to as MACY, ONEC. They are a younger group. Sometimes they've even brought Maltese movies here. They are active, but a small group. And then we have another group of which I am a part of too, which is Maltese Connect. And I can probably say that it's mainly Antoine Manjon that has been driving that, with some help from some other people from the first and second generations. But again, a younger set. If somebody else wants to be involved that's older, that'd be great too. But the way we still need to do some more planning about how we can drive to get more people involved, because to get them involved and to continue the legacy of the associations that exist, they need to be getting involved in those committees now, so that the leaders of the committee, of those committees, can mentor and pass on the information and their knowledge. And if that doesn't happen, then there'll be a break, and then there'll be little to pass on, no baton to change hands. So we need to look at how we can get people now and say, well, come and join, come and be involved in, you've got to be involved in an association to be involved with the council. That's the way our council works. Our council is an umbrella body, and it's made up of various associations who have their own membership. So we're encouraging people to join those, and it is happening on a smaller scale. There are some younger generation people joining, but we need it to happen a little bit more. And then as time goes on, some of the older leaders need to, as I said, mentor these people, and then eventually hand over and allow some of these people to step up and take over. And that's a slower process. It has to be a process that happens naturally and willingly from both parties, if you like, that the young and the old, they need to get together and work together. Not this, you know, all the young ones aren't interested, because I can tell you the young ones are interested, but it's difficult to break into some of the associations. They've been working a certain way and without change for a long time. And there is, I think, a little bit of fear that the young ones will come in and change everything. And they will probably change things, because things need to grow. Even in Malta, things change. And we can't stay static here as things used to be. If we want our culture to continue, I'd like to see the Maltese community and the Maltese Cultural Association continue in some form. We need to get the young ones involved, because otherwise the old associations will just stop, and then these other little associations will be there, and you know, we're trying to get them to work together.
Maryam tkellmet dwar l-importanza li iż-żgħażagħ jingħaqdu u jidħlu fl-għaqdiet u l-organizzazzjonijiet li hemm fil-komunità biex bil-mod u bil-għajnuna tal-mexxejja tal-lum ikomplu jimxu l-qudiem u dak li għandna fil-komunità fil-preżent ma jintilefx. Hija semmiet li l-bidla u l-iżvilupp huma meħtieġa jekk irridu nibqgħu relevanti u l-komunità tagħna bl-organizzazzjonijiet li għandha jibqgħu ħajja. Semmejtilha mbagħad kif nistgħu, pereżempju, fil-festi tagħna ninvolvu gruppi multikulturali oħra u dak li għandna mhux biss inżommuh fil-komunità tagħna, imma naqsmuh ma' komunitajiet oħra fl-Awstralja wkoll.
Well, no, well, we're seeing this even outside of our council. We can look at various FESTA committees in our local areas, and they're changing. They're having to change, and also incorporating, you know, there's pros and cons, because it's always been a Maltese festival, for example, at Greystanes. But now it is still a Maltese festival, but we're trying to be more inclusive of other ethnic cultures, and we see more English in getting incorporated and more activities that will attract more than just the Maltese, because the surroundings have changed. It is still a very strong Maltese suburb, but there are other people who are part of the congregation and the parish, and they're trying to involve as many people as they can. So the festa is changing a little bit, and some of the stalwarts will say, oh, you know, it's our festival, it shouldn't change, it's a Maltese thing, it should stay like this. And there are probably pros and cons as to how much it changes and how much it remains a Maltese influence festa.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.